Welcome to the VOA Special English Program, Explorations. I'm Mario Ritter. Music is often called the universal language, meaning everyone can understand it. This week, we hear music from Chuck Brown. The Washington, D.C. musician is recognized as the inventor of go-go. Go-go music mixes jazz, rhythm and blues, and even hip-hop. We also learn about one of the fastest-growing music media, but it might not be what you think. Vinyl records are making a comeback. Young people and old are listening to music on the big black plastic discs. Some of the music that found fame on vinyl is also making a comeback. But first, we hear singer-songwriter Sarah Bareilles tell us about her music. Critics praise her work as personal and thoughtful pop music with an edge.
Keep drinking coffee, stare me down across the table.
Music has always been important for Sarah Bareilles. She began performing in school at an early age. Later, she joined a singing group while studying at the University of California, Los Angeles.
I got started my sophomore year at school, and I was just talking about it earlier. Actually, I felt like I had sort of found my home because we were all sort of equally geeky.
But I'm not drowning. No one here to save. Who cares if you disagree?
Bareilles had an easy time combining singing with songwriting.
They felt very, like they went hand in hand to me, writing the songs and singing them, because I think they're also so personal. I tend to be a very autobiographical writer.
Her songs are often very personal.
I do write very much from my own perspective. I'm writing about things I've gone through and you know, a lot of relationship stuff and just sort of how I see the world.
But you expect me to jump up on board with you and ride off into your delusional sunset.
She talks about her album Kaleidoscope Heart.
I feel like I took more risks this time around, both from a songwriting perspective and from a production point as well. Like, we just kind of swung for the fences, and I didn't want to limit myself or self-edit too much this time around, so I really did what felt good, and I had a blast recording the record.
Head underwater, and you tell me to breathe.
Sarah Bareilles is best known for her 2007 hit, Love Song. You may be surprised to learn why she wrote it.
It was actually written for my record label. I had been turning in new music. I was getting the red light that I couldn't go into the studio yet because they were waiting for something, but nobody said what they were waiting for. And so I kept turning in new songs, thinking like, is this what you want? Is this what you want? And it was always a big thumbs down, and I ended up writing Love Song just out of frustration.
In her career, Sarah Bareilles has already earned several Grammy Award nominations and sold more than a million records. I'm Christopher Cruz.
In music, being called the godfather of something is high praise. Chuck Brown is known as the godfather of go-go. It is a crossover music form with several influences.
Hey! Chuck Brown has been called the creator of go-go, a form of African-American music that developed in Washington. Go-go is part jazz, part rhythm and blues, and part hip-hop. It became popular in the 1970s.
Back in the day when we was doing Top 40, you see, we used to stop sometime after we'd do a song. But I got an idea of not stopping, you know, just keep going, coming out of one song and going to another.
Got no right to... And so the name Go-Go developed. Recently, Washington's Govinda Gallery honored Chuck Brown and about 30 other local musicians. Chris Murray owns the gallery.
This exhibition, Bustin' Loose, is a tribute to Washington, D.C. and the area's rhythm and blues tradition and soul. And Washington has an extraordinary legacy, a musical legacy, that we're honoring here today with Fernando Sandoval's photographs.
Some photos show Bobby Parker, seen here with Carlos Santana. Parker influenced groups like the Beatles. Musician Chester Chandler calls himself Memphis Gold. He also performed with famous musicians like James Brown.
I feel like I'm in heaven. I do. I feel like that I'm telling a story with the songs that I sing. I'm sending something into for our young kids and younger people to take with them, you know, when I'm gone.
Fernando Sandoval took all the pictures when he was developing personal relationships with the musicians.
I guess unconsciously I was collecting this work to bring it finally maybe to a gallery like this so they could get the recognition they deserve and are looking for.
Singer Selena McDay attended the opening of the photo exhibit.
And I'm so glad Fernando did this because I've worked with almost all of these people. Bobby Parker and I have shared the stage with Chuck Brown.
I love seeing Chuck Brown here when I walked in because he's a Washington staple.
A lot of these people, you never see the face, you always listen to the music. It's great to put the face with the music.
Chris Murray is excited to present these artists to people around the world.
The world loves blues music. The world loves soul music. One of America's greatest exports is its music, and it's a common language we all have, music.
As long as people come, musicians like go-go star Chuck Brown are ready to perform. I'm Faith Lapidus.
Hi, I'm Larry London, host of Border Crossings, the world's best mix of music, and your music requests on VOA. You are listening to Special English, VOA's news and information service for people learning English. For the latest music videos and interviews with performers, visit Border Crossings at voamusicmix.net. You'll also find listening information and audio of our radio broadcasts. Call or email us during the show and tell us what you want to hear. I will read your dedication on the air and play your song.
Music echoes in our memories for a long time. Generations of Americans remember vinyl records were once the way to listen to their favorite songs over and over again. Now, vinyl is back. For many Americans, vinyl records bring back memories of growing up in the 60s and 70s. At that time, people listened to Elvis Presley and the Beatles on black discs spinning on a turntable. Today's younger generation did not grow up with vinyl records, but for them, vinyl is cool. 14-year-old Jack Lowenstein visited Crooked Beat Records in Washington, D.C.
I prefer to buy vinyl records over CD.
19-year-old Sarah Griffith likes them too.
More recently, I've started buying more, you know, like old punk records and stuff.
Jonathan Oldmixon is in his 30s. For him, records are collectibles.
I don't have a preference. However, I'll admit there are some things that I want specifically on vinyl because they have a certain aesthetic appeal to them. The picture on the cover is really nice, or the record itself is really nice.
Nielsen SoundScan reports on music and audio sales in the United States. It says vinyl records were the fastest-growing music media in 2010. About 3 million were sold. Still, sales of vinyl records in America are small compared to CDs and MP3s. Bill Daly is the owner of Crooked Beat.
Since 2007, vinyl has grown to where it's now 99% of our sales. In 2007, when they started introducing with new vinyl releases, free MP3 download card with it, that's when the sales started surging.
He says his online sales of vinyl are growing.
We ship all over the world almost every day. You name the country, we probably ship there. Because there's not very many record stores around the world anymore.
Furnace MFG in Virginia was mainly known for manufacturing CDs and DVDs. Now, its main product is vinyl. Company head Eric Astor says meeting demand for vinyl has been hard.
They haven't made a new vinyl pressing machine since the early 80s. So you have to find the equipment that's available, and there's not a lot of equipment available.
Eric Astor has partnered with vinyl factories in Germany and Holland. The records are sent to Furnace's headquarters, prepared, and shipped. Astor says his company produces more than 2 million vinyl records a year. For some people, they are a reminder of a time before digital media. Joe Pollock has been collecting vinyl for 7 years.
I go through my collection, I pick out what I want to hear, I put it on, there's that, you're touching it, you're feeling it. So there's a warmth to it, and you have to sit through a whole album.
As Eric Astor notes,
a record that's pressed well from start to finish can sound much better than anything digital because of the fact that it's not compressed, whereas with any sort of CD or even a high-res digital file, there's always a little bit of compression.
Astor says nothing beats a real record. He says vinyl's popularity will continue to grow. This program was co-written by George Groh. Our announcers were Christopher Cruz and Faith Lapidus. June So, Julie Tabo, and Larry London all provided stories. I'm Mario Ritter. You can watch video versions of each part of this program on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. For English learning activities and interactive features, click on the classroom at VOA Learning English. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and iTunes. Join us again next week for more explorations in VOA Special English.
Hips on this, shake it down, shake it down. So me and some of the fellas, we can trip on this, shake it down, baby. Come on now. I spend most of my days on the road catching them flights. I spend most of my nights on stage rocking the mic. Since I was a child, music's been a part of my life.